Our guest analyst this afternoon is U.S. Commodities, Don Rose. Don, let's reflect a little bit on the grain markets this week.
I think when you look at it, it was a week that it ended on a positive note, but most of the week we were down. The corn market from the top to the bottom dropped about 22 cents roughly and then rallied right on the close at the end of the week here to put in a positive close, maybe a spike bottom there. Same thing on the wheat market. It slashed into new contract lows, but also by the time we hit the end of the day, you know, the market stabilized and actually the upfronts closed positive. So while for all the negativeness we had, funds piled into the market on the negative side most of the week, we did have a good end to the week, and I think the trade is a little more respectful that maybe we can have a deal between the U.S. and China.
What's going on in the cattle markets? I saw we hit some highs today.
The cattle market is it's one of those years that we're really in a weather market. We've been in a weather market on cattle since November. We've never had the cattle in the a lot of the areas. The feedlots just never were solid, and so it's just been poor efficiencies, and that's kind of negated the bigger supplies that we were supposed to have. So consequently, true weather market, I think the real key is how much of the bullish news is already dialed in. Because remember, as we hit the second quarter, the supplies, according to the government, from the first to the second are supposed to jump at an 11-year high. So big supplies coming at us, and that's an anchor. We're definitely at risk management territory.
What else do farmers and ranchers need to know about these markets as we head into March?
Well, you know, I think this is no place to turn negative on the grain market. It's a time of year where the seasonalities usually go up, and it's usually due to weather concerns. We add some risk premium because you don't know how it can go, and this year, certainly, it looks like it's going to be a slow start to the planting. It's too wet in the delta, the southern states, and, of course, in the north, we have a big snowpack. You know, it certainly doesn't feel like in 3 weeks we should be in the field, and you know, in the southern part of the Corn Belt planting corn. So seasonalities are positive. Don't turn bearish at these price levels. Don't turn negative. We don't think it's an opportunity to make new sales.
Once again, we've been visiting with U.S. Commodities, Don Rose.